You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
The government has recently announced changes to the National GP funding formula, which aims to better resource GP offices across the country with funding that is more reflective of the communities they serve. This formula had previously not been changed for the last 20 years and has faced calls for substantial reform. A recent report found that the introduction of morbidity, social deprivation, and ethnicity data into this formula would lead to more equitable health outcomes. The government has included most of these recommendations, but has specifically excluded ethnicity data from this formula, even though the government has previously acknowledged that ethnicity does play a role in determining health outcomes if evidence exists. Extensive epidemiological evidence from the past 30 years demonstrates the need for healthcare of Maori and Pacific populations is very high, and is driven not just by poverty, but also by the added disadvantages those communities face in New Zealand society. Life expectancy, for example, is 7 years less for Maori and 6.9 years less for Pacific people, compared with people who identify with European or other ethnicities. I talked to the University of Otago's Dr. Gabriel McDonald on these changes to the formula and why it is so important to include ethnicity data. I was wondering if you could very briefly walk me through what the GP funding formula is and also what changes the government has recently proposed to that formula.
Kia ora, Sinat. Thanks for having me. So a GP funding formula is how primary care services in New Zealand are allocated money. So for the last 20 or so years, that has been based on the enrolled patients with a particular GP practice. So they're not funded for who actually comes and sees them on a daily basis, but actually who's enrolled in the practice. And you can take those enrolments and look at the characteristics of the population and allocate funding on that basis. So funding in that way is trying to encourage primary prevention and for general practices to look after their whole population. So it was a different way to how we funded in the 20th century. So this formula is designed to allocate money based on the patient population, and we've been using the same one for the last 20 years, and there have been various calls to update it because it was only based on the age and sex of the patients who were enrolled with that population, and we know that there are other factors that have an influence on health need, more so or in addition to age and sex. So that's what the formula is, and as I said, there have been calls over the years for the formula to be updated to include more things than just age and sex. And so that was done a couple of years ago. A report was commissioned and that did quite an in-depth analysis on what a better formula would look like. And that formula, or that analysis, found that as well as age and sex, including ethnicity, socioeconomic deprivation, so that's a measure of poverty, and morbidity, which is people's pre-existing health conditions, could all be put into the formula and would produce a much better measure that's correlated with health need.
So the idea is that by changing the data that we input into this formula about who actually is using the GP services, we can better allocate funding to those communities that need it more. Is that correct?
Well, it's about looking at the population who's enrolled in you.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the ones who come to see you, because they're not always the ones that need the most healthcare. But it's about using as much information as we can to sensibly allocate our very scarce health dollars.
In your article, you talk about how this new formula remains incomplete because it leaves out ethnicity data. Can you talk a little bit about how ethnicity plays into diverse health needs across New Zealand's communities?
Sure. So we've got a health system that serves the European majority moderately well and doesn't serve Māori and Pacific communities as well as it does for the European population. And so at every step, Māori experience and Pacifica people experience barriers either in their own risk to health even before they get to a doctor, and then in accessing a doctor and being referred on in terms of the interventions they receive, and outcomes are usually worse for Māori and Pasifika than they are for Europeans who experience privilege in that position. So we know that this exists, and we need to reorientate our system to do better for people and to reduce that level of privilege that is experienced by some and not by others.
There's been a vein of rhetoric from the government over multiple proposals, and I suppose it public services should not be determined, or the level of public service that an individual gets should not be determined by their ethnicity or their race, that these decisions should be purely colorblind. Is that something you agree with? Is that something that is principled, or is that leading us down further worsening decisions and outcomes?
I think statements like that make an assumption that we're not colorblind to start with, and we know that that's just not true. So if you want to talk about fairness, which is essentially what that is claiming to be, is to be fair, then we need to completely orientate our system so it's fair to begin with. So you can't logically make a statement like that without looking at how uncolourblind the system is currently. It's an unhelpful rhetoric, especially when we know that ethnicity is actually a very good indicator of need. So we're not privileging one type of person over another for no reason. We're trying to redress the underlying deficit that our system has with regard to certain people, and make things more fair. It's completely justified and based in evidence and rhetoric that says we need to treat everyone equally. It would be great if we did that to begin with, but we know that we don't.
And in your mind, what are you looking for from the government when it comes to a GP funding formula?
Oh, look, following the evidence would be really great. They've been given this very in-depth analysis. It's a good quality report. And if they followed that, that would be really good.
That was the University of Otago's Dr. Gabrielle MacDonald on why ethnicity data should be included in the GP funding formula.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.